We've endured too many of these tragedies in the past few years. And each time I learn the news, I react not as a president, but as anybody else would, as a parent. And that was especially true today.
President Obama speaking last Friday about a shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. We're going to be focusing exclusively on that story today. There are a lot of questions about what happened on Friday. Right now, there aren't very many answers. As people struggle to understand this tragedy, they're mourning the victims who lost their lives and looking for ways to honor those victims and support their families. President Obama ordered the flag at the U.S. Capitol building and at all U.S. government buildings to be lowered to half staff on Friday. Governors across the country asked for flags in their states to be lowered as well. Messages of sympathy for the shooting victims came in from all over the world. A lot of people shared similar thoughts on social media. In the community of Newtown, where this happened, services and candlelight vigils like this one have been going on since Friday night. There's been an emotional reaction to the shooting, as you might expect, and you could see some of that emotion from President Obama when he talked about it on Friday.
I know there's not a parent in America who doesn't feel the same overwhelming grief that I do. The majority of those who died today were children, beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old. They had their entire lives ahead of them, birthdays, graduations, weddings, kids of their own. Among the fallen were also teachers, men and women who devoted their lives to helping our children fulfill their dreams. So our hearts are broken today for the parents and grandparents, sisters and brothers of these little children, and for the families of the adults who were lost.
26 people from Sandy Hook Elementary were killed on Friday. Earlier this year, the principal put in a new security system. It locks the doors at 9:30, and it requires visitors to be identified and then buzzed in. Officials say the alleged shooter, 20-year-old Adam Lanza, used a gun to force his way into the building. A gun, authorities say, belonged to his mother, whom he's also accused of shooting. Around 9:30 Friday morning, witnesses reported hearing gunshots inside Sandy Hook Elementary. Police say the gunman opened fire in two classrooms after killing the principal and school psychologist in the hallway. Officials said the shooter eventually took his own life. The attack claimed the lives of 20 students, all 6 or 7 year olds, and 6 adults, that left the community of Newtown, Connecticut in shock.